Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm Tom Hill. We'll start with the news that striker Callum Wilson could be out until after the October international break due to injury. Wilson tweaked his quad muscle against Southampton a fortnight ago, but carried on and scored before being subbed in the 69th minute. The Magpies drew that game 2-2 after Saints captain James Ward-Prowse scored a penalty deep into stoppage time. His injury is a big blow for Steve Bruce, who is under pressure, with his team sitting 19th in the league without a win. If his initial diagnosis is correct, Wilson will miss matches against Wolves, Leeds and Watford, according to reports of The Athletic. The two would fancy their chance in these fixtures, but without their talisman, it really does start to struggle. Former Newcastle defender Ryan Taylor has criticised Bruce for his body language on the side during the loss to Manchester United. He told Sky Sports that, "I watched the managers and the body language. Steve Bruce doesn't fill me with confidence when I watch him on the sidelines. Just sad because Steve's a great guy, and I feel like he's fighting a battle he can't win." I watched his interview after the game. It wasn't about the game, it was about what he did and didn't do on holiday during the international break, and then again he lost it. They do look frail, there's a lot of unrest at Newcastle, but there's still a lot of games to be played, he said. And into news elsewhere from Newcastle, but with a former player, and Denver Barr announced his retirement from football. The 36-year-old played for the club between 2011 and 2013, but he's regarded by many fans as one of the club's best frontmen of recent times. He arrived on a free transfer after leaving West Ham and was able to really hit the ground running. He scored Newcastle a 1,000th Premier League goal in a 2-2 draw at Everton. On Monday, he released a statement saying it's with a heavy heart that he decides to move on into the next chapter of his life. That's all then for the latest headlines. We will have more news later.